Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. Johns County show that's on in the morning.
So serious.
Well, I mean, it's a nice reverence. It's a nice change up.
You didn't say anything funny before we started the show. It's your fault.
Right.
It's your fault.
Full responsibility.
Jeez.
Your locker room banter over there.
Blame me for all of your errors, Troy. In all of life. I mean, Troy calls me and says there's a problem with the elevator, and it's your fault, Pete.
Right.
It was.
It was not.
Yeah.
It's the sulfur in the air.
Yeah. I actually have a little sign say, call Pete.
I believe it.
That I believe. BNS made it.
Yeah, that's right. We got a lot to do here today. We've got County Commissioner Christian Whitehurst in studio here with us. They have a big trip to Tallahassee tomorrow, as we've been talking about.
Huge. So exciting.
Yeah, man. Very exciting. They're, of course, going to try and finalize the deal for the Black History Museum to come to St. Augustine. That'll be very exciting.
I wonder what snacks they pack for this road trip.
Okay, well, you can ask.
Okay.
It's a good question to ask. You know, those cheesy peanut butter crackers.
Right, like, are you worried about breath control? Do you do, Doritos? Not, yeah,
Altoids. Yeah. Altoids are necessary.
Yeah, there right, right.
Yeah, we ask the important questions.
We love snacks.
Everybody watching right now is like, oh, I do need some Altoids.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a Mentos person.
Okay. Breath check.
Yeah. We'll also talk a little bit about something we touched on, I believe it was yesterday, the World Golf Village, the purchase of some of that area by the county, and we'll ask what we might be able to look forward to out there. That should be exciting. It's a great piece of property. They got it for a good deal.
Yeah.
Excellent. They did a great job.
We got new fire stations and sheriff's office. We'll talk to the commissioner about that. And I'm curious about something we talked about last week. The Enjoy, Don't Destroy campaign.
Yeah, we need to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's more. So excited to talk to the commissioner about that. And we'll get into it in just a second after we tell you about our great friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln, celebrating 76 years in St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. They are here for you at Bozard Ford Lincoln. You can experience an extensive selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, quick and quality servicing, and their amazing parts and accessories shop. You can also grab a signature burger out there at Ford's Garage while you're there. The 904 burger, pretty good.
It is the best. It's the most exotic. You're not just going to get that in any, like, hamburger joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you definitely will not.
And you want to make it special when you go out to Bozard, so get that burger.
That's right. They offer services from home delivery to company fleet servicing. At Bozard Ford Lincoln, your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire.
Yeah, and I tell people when they try the burger, they're like, I don't know about me. I was like, just try it.
Just try it.
You just got to try it.
Just try it. And they go, wow, you're right. It's really awesome.
It's almost like a burger and a dessert at the same
kinda,
time.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember.
It's pretty amazing.
The first burger they gave me had, like, so much peanut butter, it was like, coming down.
Yeah.
I was like, I look over at you guys. You guys are completely neat.
And it was like a scoop of ice cream on yours.
I was like a 4-year-old with
the
ice
cream. They were so excited. They were excited that you were there.
Yeah. They thought you were allergic to peanuts.
They're trying to take me out.
That's right.
Get rid of the old guy.
Yeah, give him a little more.
We want to take his name off this menu.
Yeah. We'll just give him a park bench.
With a placard. Here, one set.
Also, shout out to everybody else that helps us put on this great show. Our amazing sponsors, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. August Pizza, BHF Insurance, Elace Med Spa, Griffin Service, Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, and BNS Signs, who we'll talk about in a little while. But first, Troy, Davey, Clay, Commissioner, how's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, happy Thursday.
Oh, weekend eve.
Yes.
That is so good. Yeah. Friday, Junior. Yeah. Yes.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Clay, back in the booth. How are you, sir?
Feeling good today. How about you?
Good. Good. Sounds more chipper than you do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like a very Mr. Rogers moment.
Lighten up in there.
Beautiful day, yeah.
Really tried.
All right, you're doing great.
Doing great.
You're doing great. And I mean that, unlike when Troy says it, by the way. I mean that, Clay.
I believe it.
Clay, you're doing great.
Commissioner Whitehurst, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
I'm happy to be here. Okay, great.
Great all the way.
Energy. I don't
That's know. Good. That's really good.
Perfect level.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right, question of the day, Troy.
All right, question of the day is, what do you see as the most patriotic city in the U.S.?
St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah. That's what you're going to go with. Yeah, that's what I'm going. You calling people in St. Augustine unpatriotic?
Right.
No, are you calling all of our friends out there unpatriotic?
We're patriotic, but we also seceded at one point.
All right, we did that.
To be patriotic.
To be patriotic.
To make our stand.
You can do that in America.
We are free.
You can do it
this
in America.
Is freedom.
We were exercising our freedom.
You can't secede and call yourself the most patriotic citizen.
Yes, you can. It's a different day and age.
Texas has been wanting to secede for years.
You
people call them patriotic.
Right.
You bunch of sponsor suck-ups.
What?
How dare you?
What does that even mean?
Unbelievable. As if.
Saint Augustine in Florida.
Okay. All right.
I'm kissing our viewers' ass. Not our sponsors. What are you talking about?
Well, you kiss the viewers' ass and you kiss the sponsors' ass.
What a question. Jeez.
What do you want me to say? Philadelphia?
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know which one you're going.
They're all terrible people up there.
Terrible.
I think there's four in the running.
They threw me away.
They did throw you away.
God.
They said, get out.
Absolutely.
It's in their official charter. No Davey Hartzell.
Done. He's finished.
I can tell you this. That's the most angry of the four on my list. But the four on my list are Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C.
New York.
Wow. Yeah. New York. They have one light show, one firework or something.
You ask anybody in Europe or any other country what they think about, like, the U.S., they go, New York City.
Yeah, because they haven't been anywhere else in this country. They just go to the hub.
Yeah, but they think, you know, New York City.
That's not what patriotic means.
Yeah, right?
We have the best fireworks show in the nation.
The best!
Find an American flag in New York City.
And I got,
that's a good call.
I got the best,
that's a good call.
We said move to Flagler County, Troy. Oh.
Davey, where are you at?
I'm from St. Augustine!
Yeah!
Davey, you carpetbagger telling me to move to
I knew he wasn't going to take that gently.
Clay, right. What you think back there?
Honestly, I'm agree. St. Augustine.
Yeah! See? Yeah,
Troy, shut down!
A lot of American flags out. You know, so.
Hey, right.
I love St. Augustine as much as the next human being in the world.
Obviously not.
In the obviously world. Not.
In the world. You guys are wrong.
How dare.
It's got to be Boston.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Please. No. I don't even know how to drive. The worst drivers.
How does that have anything to do with
Well, because they had
ran their horse right into the bars.
Oh, so patriotic. Yeah.
Did you see his buggy?
Hot, hot mess.
Commissioner, what do you think?
It's St. Augustine.
Yeah! Yes!
I'm going to back it up, okay? I'm going to explain my logic here. As is often discussed, we have people moving here from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
We are representative of the whole country. If you don't like St. Augustine, you don't like America. The most patriotic city
you
in the country.
For president this year?
You got my vote!
There you go.
How'd
see?
Perfect.
Troy, you're way outnumbered.
Way
here,
off
man.
Here.
I'm okay.
Jeez.
I've been outnumbered and right many times in my life.
Well, not this time.
Yeah. Cinderella story over there.
What are they saying in comments about this?
Huh?
What are they saying in comments about this?
There was a New York City in there. There was a lot of people are going nation's oldest city.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that
Charleston.
Is. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. Jeez. Now nobody watches the show anymore.
Yeah. Right. But you guys do know St. Augustine was on the other side of the war during the Revolutionary War, too.
Well, define the word patriotic then, sir.
Look,
define
how our country began.
Right.
When we think about patriots, we talked about
so we left
the first
we
were city ever in the United States.
A
we
fresh
began
start.
America.
Yes.
We were the first city in this continental.
Right.
Not in the United States.
Well, continue. I still count it in the United
Absolutely.
States.
Absolutely.
Retroactive.
Just
United
because they didn't
States.
Draw some lines on a map, I'm sorry. We were first. Get out of here.
All right.
We were speaking Spanish.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Gee. Latin is the root of every word. Latin America. Thank you very little.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I'm ready for this.
I love the guys. You guys challenge me on history stuff.
Patriotic. Feeling love for one's country.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Sometimes you love something so much, you have to leave it to let it fly and see if it comes back to you. And this obviously happened. So there you go.
We've got your vice president, Christian,
right here.
Boom.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, man. Good stuff. I'll look forward to seeing what you guys are actually saying out there in the comments. We will now go to Troy for a quick check of the weather.
That's all right.
That long check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction.
I can make it longer.
Nope. Should have been one word. Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com, gerealty.us. We go to Clay Blasser now for our morning traffic report. Clay?
That's right. And the roadways are not terrible, you know. We also have a time lapse.
So I also.
I, yes.
I.
Time lapse wasn't too crazy today. So
not bad. Sky looks beautiful.
They said there was a new traffic pattern.
They're always lying about that.
I didn't really notice anything new, but
that's never
just
actually
be an extra cone, you know.
Yeah, it's one extra cone. It's one guy with a truck that's pulled off to the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't see anything different.
Yeah, Dave didn't make it today. Dave's not there.
Dave's not there.
Dave's not here, man.
All right.
Looks like same old, same old.
All right. Yeah, look at that median. It's coming along. There's some grass in there. It's going to be a I'm a real median.
I saw two guys out there working the other day. So that's why it's taking so long. There's only two guys.
I'm excited because it looks like I'm getting my turn lane back onto my street.
Your turn lane. Troy's turning lane. There's going to be a sign.
I have my own sandwich.
Couple of them.
You do. That's literally not even recommended by the owner of the place. I walked in there and he said, "Don't get Troy's sandwich."
Your negativity is hurtful.
It's rubbing off from you. It's coming from your direction.
It's hurtful.
It's emanating this way.
But for 2 years, I've had to turn on Castillo Drive and then go down Riberia instead of turning on Lemon and going straight to my house.
Yeah,
uphill both ways. Oh, I know.
Boy,
it's been rough.
Our whole audience is crying for you this morning.
I know. There's a lot of sympathy. Yeah. Thank you for the love.
Well, Troy, if that has stressed you out, having to go down one extra road to get to your house.
It's more stressful than you can believe.
Maybe you need to go to a Lace Med Spa for a relaxing and rejuvenating experience. Get some Botox on those crow's feet.
There it is.
Yeah. Again, hurtful.
Just all right.
I can hear you.
Really? I didn't realize that.
What?
I thought we still had the plexiglass in between us from 3 years ago.
But don't you want to, like, not show emotion on your face? Just get it done. Just look.
Yeah. Very stoic.
Perfect. Yeah. I am so angry with you, but you still look, you know, frozen. Perfect. Yeah.
But you can't tell.
Yes.
The Lace Med Spa. Not only will they do Botox for Troy's crow's feet, they'll hook him up with dermal fillers or laser treatments, or you could get a body contour, Troy.
Do it.
Contour.
I need that.
Yeah.
The Lace is the place that'll save your face.
Beauty on your terms.
Yes, it is. The Lace Med Spa, alace.com. All right. Had the opportunity to host the Golden Gala last night for the St. Augustine High School Yellow Jackets Athletic Club.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun. Cool. Yeah, it was great. Did it at the White Room out there. Quinterrence Cooper and his team put all that together.
How cool is that?
Q. Yeah.
You tell us nothing. Wow.
Man, Q.
I did tell you guys this morning that I hosted
this
last
morning,
night.
This morning, but
he just did.
Yeah. You could have had some paparazzi out there before you got there.
That's what I want. Yeah, I want paparazzi out there.
So what did you do? Did you MC?
Yeah, MC'd out there. Nice.
Is this their Hall of Fame thing?
No, this is a new thing they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty awesome. They gave away, well, they didn't give it away. You had to win it in the auction, a trip to Michael Jordan's private golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Like the athlete Michael Jordan, not the singer Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Not like a putt-putt course. No,
I've had some friends that played there. It says it's absolutely amazing, and you have to be, like, you can't just come off the street.
Right.
You have to be invited. It's very, very exclusive.
And, and in addition to that, they get to take a private jet there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big prize.
Excuse me.
Yeah, man. Pretty awesome. And a lot of other great stuff out
there. So who won that?
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't announce it that night?
No.
See, if it's a friend of mine, I can work my way into the force.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Right. Like, yeah.
That'd be great.
You need a pool play?
That'd be great. Yeah. So I got to give
a
big...
play golf, but... All
right.
I can big shout out to the St. Augustine High School Yellow Jackets Athletic Club. They raised over $25,000
bucks. Cool. That's awesome.
So congratulations. That's going to help them with weight room equipment, help them revitalize their stadium a little bit. Cool. And also, the girls' locker room needs a revamp. You know, a lot of the times the guys get all the shine, and especially the football team. So the girls are getting some much-needed renovations out there for their locker room out of this, which is great.
Very nice.
Very exciting.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Q's a great guy, great family.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Now, something you got to remember, though, because, you know, him and his brother were very successful football players back when I was going to school. And very important to do this. I learned this last night. If you ever ask Quinterrence about the relationship with his brother, you have to say, is Willie your brother? You can't say, are you Willie's brother?
Oh,
No. Willie's his brother.
The possession there.
Yes. Wow. So, got to make sure. Just putting everybody on notice.
It's just between the two of them. I can tell you that.
It sounds like there's a rivalry there.
I can tell you this. He's not that bold in front of his mom. Oh, no. We're all family.
There you go. Yeah. No, great folks out there. Yeah. It was honored to be a part of that. And thank you all. Well,
Quinterrence can say he's the one who won the state championship.
Right.
Willie was runner-up.
Yeah.
And he holds that against Willie. Willie went to the University of Miami. Quinterrence went to Western Kentucky, I believe. Both of them Division I, great standout athletes. Probably two of the best athletes come out of St. Augustine.
Yeah, fun to watch when I was going to school.
You know, but the real MVPs of that family is mom and dad.
Yeah.
True story.
They're just great people. They do a lot in the community in West Augustine over there, what they did with the cemeteries. Willie Sr., just one of the best human beings in St. Augustine.
Yeah, man. Awesome. So it was fun to be a part of that. All right. Commissioner Kristen Whitehurst has been patiently waiting out here to...
I'm enjoying myself. Y'all are on a roll.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff coming up, county commission wise. You guys are hopping on a bus tomorrow, headed to Tallahassee, right? This is to try and seal the deal on the Black History Museum that we've been very, very excited about here. Looks like we are at the top of the leaderboard right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. They scored a bunch of communities all over the state of Florida who were vying for the museum. Mm-hmm. And West Augustine, St. Augustine, the most patriotic city in America.
Yes!
I'll give it the most historic
okay.
city. I'll give you that much, the most historic.
We scored the highest out of all the cities. We had to land in the top four to have a chance to go to Tallahassee tomorrow, and we were number one.
Wow. So what does it look like when you're going to, what's the game plan going into Tallahassee?
I think the game plan is to let Greg White talk about the history of his community and all the wonderful things that have happened there and the not so wonderful things historically that have happened in West Augustine.
Sure.
There's so much historical significance there. And we've got kids from all over the state of Florida who come to the Castillo de San Marcos and all over St. Augustine, and they learn about the Spanish history, which is important. It's significant. We were the first city in the country. But when you go west of US 1, that's important, significant history too.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids are missing out. They don't know all the wonderful things and all the amazing things that have happened over there. So for the Black History Museum to go back to the Florida Memorial Campus, which is the proposed location, knowing what happened there, which Florida Memorial, for those who don't know, is a historically Black college and university. They were sort of chased off in the middle of the night after Dr. King was here fighting for civil rights during the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for the Black History Museum to land there would be a tremendous healing moment for that community and would just bring a wealth of historical knowledge and information, not only to St. John's County, but to people all over the state.
Mm. Yeah. Florida Normal, which became Florida Memorial, and now is Florida Memorial University, when they moved to Miami, it was in 67. And because of the turmoil of 1964 when Martin Luther King was here, the president wouldn't allow his students to participate because he knew the backlash of, you know, when this is over, Florida Memorial still had to be here. And he purposely said, if you get caught, but it didn't stop the students. The students were still there. I mean, it's an amazing story. They had to sneak to be part of the protests, and they were still a part of the protests in 64 when Dr. King was here. But, you know, the president at the time was aware of, okay, this is going to come and go, and we still have to live with it. So, you know, he was very, very cautious, you know, not that he didn't support the cause, but he wanted to protect his students. And he did a great job of doing that with the community here. And unfortunately, they went to Miami. They had already purchased some land down there and felt like they were more welcome there than what they were here. Mm. But they've always owned that land. I mean, even the land where Collier Block or Purrier is still owned. It's leased by the county, but it's still owned by Florida Memorial.
Mm. So, all right. But yeah, that's very exciting. It's very exciting. Sounds like we got a good shot.
Do you think there's like one piece of our history that gives us an edge over other communities that are vying for it too?
Mm. I think it's the combination of everything. But if you want to point to one thing, what's the highlight? I think Fort Mosé.
Yeah.
I mean, the first free black settlement in what would later become the United States of America. I mean, we're the home of black freedom for this country.
Original Underground Railroad. Original Underground Railroad. I mean, there are so many. The first, I think I said it on yesterday's show. The first first European person that was born on what is now U.S. land, we believe was a black person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's incredible. You can't beat being the first in so many different things.
Right.
So
sounds patriotic to me.
Patriotic. Yeah. What do you got to say about that, Troy?
Sounds very historic.
Oh.
Okay. I like it. The tension's good. I like it.
Of course, that's how change happens.
That's what we deal we've also got, we've made a big purchase recently. We've been talking about the World Golf Village property recently. You guys just went ahead and said, let's do this. Let's take this over. You got a good deal on it, right? What was it, $5.5 million for that? I mean, it's a massive property, includes the production studio in there, which is amazing, state-of-the-art production studio. If you guys ever want to just give me a key to that and let me have fun in there, you're welcome to.
Oh, yay. But,
yeah, we'll take it into consideration.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find a use.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, very small chance. But no, what are the actual plans for this property at this point? Do you guys have a game plan going forward, or did you just want to say, hey, let's secure this for now and figure out what to do with it later?
We had two, or maybe it was three, town halls about a year ago, because really we want the community's input to be the direction for that property. I think one of the reasons that we decided to purchase it is we don't want the property to be sold to the highest bidder and then multifamily ends up there, or it turns into some wacky theme park or something that really doesn't fit with the character of that community. So one of the biggest things that we heard during those town halls is we want to preserve the character of the World Golf Village Hall of Fame. And to your point, $5.5 million, I'm not sure you could build a production.
You can't.
Right.
For $5.5 million in today's dollars.
Yeah. No, this building costed me $7
million. You can't.
you just can't. Everybody knows that's a joke.
So the bottom line is this. We, as the county, we want to have control over what goes there. We want to be able to control the development that comes in there. We used funding from a library that was already funded down Passetti Road. We got a lot of pushback from the community about the placement and the location of that library. So we budgeted $10.9 million for that library. The community didn't want it. Upon reflection, it may not have been the best plan for a library there.
Hmm.
So maybe part of the plans for the World Golf Hall of Fame would be a library. But then there's other private sector uses that might be a good fit. The bottom line is we don't know exactly what's going to go in there, but it's going to be directed by the 25,000 residents who live in that area. And we're going to take our marching orders from them and try and incorporate that into the plans.
Roller skating rink. I'm hearing a lot of that in comments. Just letting you know.
Okay. Don't let them troll you.
Where are you seeing that?
We want a clown college there.
It's right there. Fine print.
I don't see that.
Well, no, it is a good purchase. And I know you guys felt it was important to keep it kind of under county control. So. Mm. We'll see what happens. We're excited about it. This is something we've been following for a while. Troy really wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have thoughts.
Yeah.
I always have ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I told you guys what my idea was.
Yeah. Something patriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very, very good.
Yeah.
It was a very good idea. All right. Here's
it'll still work.
I had to get it in there. Yes, thank you.
For
your, yes, we wanted more donuts in a bakery. We appreciate that, Troy.
All right, let's see. Beetree Nourishment. Let's talk a little bit about Beetree Nourishment, because this is a constant problem, especially out there in that Volano area, headed up towards Ponte Vedra. What are we looking at right now? We talked a week or so ago about the. What were they?
The sheeting. Yes.
Sheet piling.
Yes, there it is.
Is this part of the Beetree Nourishment where we take this new approach?
Well, this specific project is the northern 9 miles
okay.
from South Ponte Vedra all the way up to the Duval County line. So
beautiful. Wow, okay. It's the best stretch of driving. Yeah, isn't it so fun there? I love that.
It's really pretty with the Guana Preserve area. And you know, obviously, Henry Dean was a big part of getting that area for us a long time ago. But the challenge there is that we don't have public access points. And when you have public access every quarter mile, you can get the Army Corps' Cadillac renourishment program for 50 years where they'll use federal dollars. They'll come in and pipe it onto the beach. And that's how St. Augustine Beach stays so sandy all these years. And you don't have to put any strain on local dollars. What was wonderful about this project is that although it's a $38 million project, no local tax dollars were used. So we were able to use tourist tax dollars and state tax dollars to get this funded so as not to put a strain on the limited property tax dollars that we do have. So it's 2 million cubic yards of sand, which means nothing if you're a layman, but that's a healthy, wide, renourished beach. And like I said, the full 9 miles, it's going to protect wildlife. Obviously, it'll protect property values. So we're very excited about it.
That's awesome.
It's good. It's good not to have to use tax dollars for that.
Yep.
I think that was the most important part in there. Is we didn't have to. We didn't have to dig into our pockets, change the millage rate.
Yeah,
you know, we were able to come up. And Henry worked hard on the money. It was a part of that. Remember the big story we did about like $200 and something million we've got from the state.
Mm-hmm.
$30 million, I think, of it was from the state. So that's just a huge number and a big relief from somebody who was sitting on the TDC. You know, because we were collecting and gathering up, and it was going to take us a while to get there. But they did it in one swoop with that, with the funding we got from the state.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. It's great. Sounds good, man. And again, we covered that in a little more detail yesterday or day before, I believe. Something I am curious about. I'm curious how this is going to work. The new campaign. Apparently, we got a lot of vandalism going on, huh? So. Enjoy, don't destroy.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that whimsical?
It's interesting, yeah, yeah. Who came up? Who's in the branding department that came up with that whimsical rhyme?
So if you've ever met Wayne Larson, you know he's a positive, optimistic guy, and Wayne and his public affairs team put their heads together, and this is what they came up with.
Okay.
I think if it rhymes, it's easier to remember.
True. That's how my brain works.
Okay, yeah. So. Yeah. So where are we seeing some of the worst areas of vandalism? Where are you guys really targeting with the Enjoy, Don't Destroy camp? I'm sorry. It's a great name.
Enjoy the park, but don't destroy it. That's what they're trying to say, right?
No, I just worry that... If I was a punk ass kid and I see a sign that says "Enjoy, don't destroy," immediately I want to destroy things.
Don't push the red button.
Don't push the red button. Let's see what this red button does. No, but what are some areas of focus that we need to look at?
I mean, it's been ball fields all over the county, and this is what's so upsetting is that you know Troy especially knows how difficult it's been to not only get the funding to build ball fields, but to maintain them. It's expensive. And just last year alone, we had $70,000 worth of damage by little Johnny and Susie, who might think it's funny to go out there. But I don't think what Johnny and Susie's parents understand is that it's a felony. I mean, Sheriff Hardwick was there at the press conference that we had a couple of weeks ago. And he said, look, this is not a joke. This is significant damage to our park assets. And we're going to be slapping handcuffs on teenagers if we catch them out here violating the law.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be an arrestable thing.
Absolutely. And the sheriff, this is becoming a priority for Sheriff Hardwick.
Okay.
Like a community service tagged onto this too? That could be like a good work effort.
And make them clean up their own vandalism.
Kind of, yeah.
Nothing would make me happier than to see little Johnny out there on his hands and knees with a scrub brush.
Right.
Scrubbing the graffiti off of the
is that what it is? Mostly graffiti and things like that?
And I can tell you right now, it's always been the biggest thing is people tagging or trying to do those things. And you know, Parks and Rec, and I think it's still a priority. It's still a priority on all of our properties too, is don't let them have the satisfaction of bragging about it. And get it covered up. And so you take pictures of it, so you get the tags, and you have the law enforcement in that that aspect of it. But cover it up as soon as you possibly can, so they don't get the bragging rights of see what I did.
See what I did. Yeah.
See what I did. Uh-huh. You know, and it kind of steals their thunder away from them quite a bit. But if you can catch them in the act, because cameras have gotten so much better now too, it should be easier to catch them in the act now than what it was eons ago,
right,
when I was Parks and Recreation director.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But it's always been parks. Parks have always been the number one target.
Well, it's worth mentioning, we do have trail cams up, and we did catch a kid who was out there with a truck, and he literally was doing donuts in the middle of one of the ball fields.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so you have something as seemingly small as tagging, and then you've got a kid tearing up ball fields that kids are playing on the next day.
Yeah. And that could be in the tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had somebody do it to the golf course, and the golf course... You know, that is so expensive to redo a green or something like that. We're talking like 20 years ago, and luckily we were able to catch them too, and they did almost $100,000 worth of damage. Whoa. With their truck.
Wow.
This all stems from because toilet paper is too expensive. We used to toilet paper houses.
Toilet paper and eggs,
when did they take it up a notch?
Toilet paper and eggs.
Too expensive. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Boats are too expensive now.
Yeah, wow. I was getting a little nervous when you started talking about destroying a golf course. I had a friend who used to work for the county court. Should not say this.
No,
when statute's I was a limitation.
Yeah, when I was a lot younger. But a lot of times we would go out there and we were so bad at golf that we would play about two holes of golf and then just take the golf carts on a rampage.
Yeah.
You probably had to deal with that a couple of times.
Yeah, we'd come back and go... I don't remember that fender hanging like that. luckily, they're leased carts. We used to own them, and then we figured out it was much better to lease them.
Smart.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Smart.
We figured that one out in the 90s. We bought the golf course was from 89, and about the late 90s, we went, we're not going to own these anymore, and we're going to lease them. And,
smart.
Yeah. Because of kids like you.
Starting the trend.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's talk about some money that just came into St. John's County from Tallahassee.
Good.
We got some money coming our way. How much was this? This is pretty recently, and what are we using this for?
I think the two-year total is about $170 million over the last two legislative sessions.
Okay, great.
Doesn't hurt that our state senator and our state representatives were all, senior in their respective positions. Mm-hmm. We had the Speaker of the House representing the southern third of St. John's County. That certainly doesn't hurt our efforts, but... anywhere from the medical examiner's office to fire stations, there's been some supplemental funding to help us build some of these fire stations that we just announced on Tuesday, to road widening projects. I mean, goodness gracious, do we need more capacity on the roads?
But expensive.
St. John's County.
Ugh. Not cheap.
We don't have enough time to
talk
about
that. Can we do dirt roads, gravel, something? That's a big price tag, right?
You think people would be cool with the dirt roads?
No, probably not. No, I know. We have free car wash or something.
Zip lines. Yeah.
Look, we're innovative here.
You think traffic's bad now? You got to wait for a zip line ride. We got problems out there by, say, Road 16.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good use of those funds, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, public safety is the number one priority. So. If you can't afford to build it with local dollars, you're going to go to Tallahassee. And we did just a few months ago during a legislative session. We went and met with different departments. We met with our legislative delegation and we stressed the importance of how many people are outside that five road mile zone from the nearest fire station. I mean, that puts people's lives at risk and their ISO rating goes down, which means their insurance rates potentially could go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the ISO rating goes up, their insurance rates have the potential of going down. And we all know how crazy insurance.
I don't remember insurance rates going down. I mean, it's insurance to me is one of the most painful things. So anything you can do to ease that,
as a
business owner, as a homeowner, it's all of our mortgage payments went up this year simply because of what the insurance did to us. Mm-hmm. You know what our mortgage companies, said, oh, this is your insurance rate now. Mm-hmm. Now your escrow jumped. It wasn't like your payment to the bank went up. Your escrow jumped.
Right. Yeah.
And it jumped your entire mortgage. Yeah. So you're like, oh, look what happened. But if you look at it tightly, it's like it was the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
What did we talk about? How many firehouses? Two or three?
We're building four in the next 6 years.
Excuse me. Great.
What I'm excited about is one of the most underserved and most forgotten about communities in St. John's County, which is Flagler Estates.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good job.
They're getting the first one.
So
that'll be open, ribbon cut by 2025. The sheriff and the fire department have been doing a great job working together. So there'll be a sheriff substation there. So you're going to get those public safety services out to the communities that need it the most first.
Awesome.
And then we'll work into other communities as time goes on.
Nice.
You guys just approved a couple of multifamily housing projects in St. John's County. First, we've got Pine Island. This is in the northern part of the county off US 1.
Oh, sure.
Is what I'm reading.
Sure.
Received approval. That involves rezoning about 20 acres of land to planned unit development to accommodate the construction of 202 multifamily units alongside 50,000 square feet of commercial space. We've also got the Madison St. Augustine project, which is located. This one's interesting to me, and I wanted to ask you a question about this. This is on State Road 16 out by the college. They say despite previous recommendations for denial in 2022, the project advanced under the Live Local Act.
Bingo. Thank
What's
you.
That about?
Glad you mentioned that. So when you say we approved, boy, I wish we had the opportunity to vote up or down on Madison. That would have been great. What the Live Local Act does, and this is in response to the cries for more affordable housing all over our state. What our state legislature did is said, you know, if you meet certain affordable criteria and if it's on a commercially zoned parcel, you can build this multifamily by right, which means it does not come before the Board of County Commissioners for approval.
Really? That's
so we've been preempted.
That's very interesting and sort of confusing.
Well, again, you have people from all 67 counties going to the state.
Yeah.
Every year and saying, what are we going to do about these home prices? Mm-hmm. Our workers can't afford to live here. Firefighters, teachers, essential workforce. What are you state representatives going to do about it? And they said, okay, try this on for size. Mm-hmm. And now we're all complaining about getting preempted, which is.
So you could have denied it, but we would have got sued and lost way more money. And it still would have been the same result.
The law says you can't deny it.
Yeah.
You can't approve it.
Mm.
But you certainly can't deny it. It is allowed by right. They have the legal right to build a property so long as it falls within the criteria. You heard us discussing on Tuesday was accepting the proportionate share agreement, which is a calculation, again, from the state to build the roads. So accepting that really is not something you want to refuse because then you have the project and you don't have the money from the project. So we voted to accept the money from the proportionate share agreement. Yeah. But I wish, to your point, Pete, I'm not sure that would have passed. Had to come before our board. I mean, we've denied a lot of projects that are in areas that are having difficult traffic issues and other challenges. That would have had a tough time passing our board, in my opinion.
And is there any defense if you have concurrency laws in place on something like this? Just like you said, for the traffic side, if you had a concurrency, is there any pushback from the local side? Because these state mandates crush local government a lot of times. I'm just wondering if because we don't have a concurrency fee, we have an impact fees. Mm-hmm. If we had something on the concurrency side, is there a way that you guys could have said, no, we can't do it because it doesn't meet our concurrency?
The short answer is no. But we have both. just as an FYI, we have developer impact fees and we have concurrency, which is the proportionate share agreement. So those are two sources of funds that help us with transportation infrastructure. There are two lawsuits ongoing that'll help us more clearly understand the Live Local Act. There's one in Ball Harbor where they've basically said, no, we're not going to build it. And the state is suing them. So that'll help define this law with whatever the decision is in that case. But I'm told it'll take years.
That'll be like the measuring stick of, okay, how far can we push it?
Sort of be what Brevard versus Snyder is to private property rights law. I know we're getting in the weeds a little bit, but Brevard versus Snyder tells us that we have to consider the evidence and we can't. So that Ball Harbor versus the state of Florida will be a good one. And then Pasco County is suing the state because not about the preemption, but about saying, you know, you're taking tax dollars because they get tax waivers if they meet the affordable criteria, but you're taking tax dollars out of our coffers, which we desperately need to mitigate the impacts of this development. So Pasco suing the state about the tax implications. Ball Harbor saying, we're opting out. We don't want to do it. And they've been sued by the state.
Wow.
So when those two cases are settled, which may be 2 years from now, we'll have a more clear understanding about what our rights are as a local municipality to say no.
Because what would happen if we just jumped right in? Would that be like...
You'd be sued.
I'm sorry if I'm stealing that question from you. What would happen if we just jumped right in?
I mean, we stand the chance to lose potentially millions of dollars of tax money.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that luxury right now.
No, that's not efficient.
To just spend millions of dollars.
And
we're
talking about state and county relationships because right now we probably have one of the. I've been here 40 years, and it's probably the best state representation and strength that we've had in Tallahassee with the Speaker of the House, Senior Member Cindy Stevenson, who's terming out, and Travis Hutz. All of them are terming out like this year.
Yes, sir.
that's a big gap. How is St. John's County kind of preparing for, okay, because it's such an unknown with those three leaving. We've been so strong, like you said, the last 2 years because they were in positions of strength. How are we going to fill that gap from the county side and local municipality side with our representation at the state?
Well, obviously, all those seats are up for election. I would encourage you to get out there and meet the folks who are running, because one of them will be fighting for us in Tallahassee. But the truth is, we're going to have freshmen in all those seats, in the state rep seats. And we'll have one state senator who is a freshman senator. What I did the last time I was in Tallahassee is I made it a point to go meet with the future Senate president, Ben Albritton, who's an ag guy. And we have that wonderful ag community in the southwest part of the county. So I'm trying to establish relationships with future leaders, although they may not technically represent St. John's County. I believe they represent all 67 counties. So so I've been trying to establish relationships with future leaders so that they know that St. John's County is still here, although our representatives may have termed out. We still have many, many needs that we're going to need your help with. So,
well, Commissioner, we thank you for coming by
thank you
this morning and talking with us about a host of things. Yeah, man. Appreciate the time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Great job.
And go Tallahassee. Let's get that museum. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, bring home the champion medal.
Yeah. We're pulling for everybody.
Yeah, right. And final question. When will we know who gets the museum? Will it be tomorrow?
It'll be sometime this summer, I believe, by the end of June.
Okay. So it won't be tomorrow, but okay. All right. So
no, but we're going to go there and make sure we have a presence so we have the best possible chance. And again, based on the initial scoring.
Ooh, if you need somebody to sing flat and off key, I'll be there for you. I'm ready. Yes, step ball change. Let's go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. So awesome.
Thank you. All right, we are going to get into the Gas Buddy Gas Report, let you know where you can find some cheap prices for gas. If you're seeing good prices for gas out there, please drop them in the comments. It'll help us all. And I should have clicked the link before I was starting.
There. Yeah. Sorry if I nerded out a little too much.
No, it was good. I learned something.
On the government side, sometimes I nerd in my government.
I like learning.
No, you've got the good government questions, man.
Thank you, yeah.
That's literally the only reason we keep you here.
I just want to know about snacks. Yeah, I was like, right?
Hurtful. We love you, Troy.
Let's do the gas report.
We love you, Troy. We got the Shell at 146 King Street at 342 this morning. The Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard also at 342. Same with the Owens at 780 South Ponce. The Sunoco is at 345 this morning. That's their cash price. The Shell at 2350 North Ponce at 349. Sitco at 1099 South Ponce, cash price 350. The Mobile and Circle K at 800 South Ponce, 359. And the Gate on Mizell Road, 368. Yeah, ouch. Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, of course, brings us that gas report. If you are in trouble with the law, if you were out there vandalizing stuff, and you destroyed, not enjoyed, then Chris Lucero will get you out of jail. He's available for you 24/7 to provide fast and reliable bail services, ensuring that you or your loved one can get out of jail and back to your regular life as soon as possible. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL. That's 904-822-2245. I just couldn't not laugh when we talked about that.
Oh, that was funny.
I love the fact that you busted on it and then said, sorry. You weren't sorry at all.
No, that's very special.
Try to be nice. Sometimes I try to be nice.
Sometimes.
Yep. Caught me the day after a wonderful gala.
Yeah.
So I'm in a good mood.
There he is. Yes.
The Golden Gala.
The Golden Gala. Live music happening today and tonight. I wish we had a screen we could put up right now. Jim Lamb at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Vinny Jacobs at the Cellar upstairs at 1 o'clock. Alexis Paramus at Pierre's Pub at 1. Smoke Good Joe's Shower at the Backyard Island Cafe at Meehan's at 1. SMG at the Conk House. Oh. 5 o'clock. Trevor Compton at St. Augustine Shores Golf Club at 5. Vinny Jacobs at Hurricane Grill and Wings at 5. Dewey via Cimarron Golf Club, 5:30.
Oh. He's going way up north.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Have to wear shoes there.
Right.
Oh. Dewey doesn't have to wear shoes anywhere.
No, bam, bam.
He wears them coming in and he kicks them off as soon as he sits.
There you go. Oh, Clay's got a screen up. That's good. You can continue laughing about your previous joke.
There we go.
Danielle Eva, Prohibition Kitchen at 6.
Oh, pretty girl.
Dio and Collins at Barillo's at 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Planet Band Camp.
Okay.
One time?
Yeah. One time at Band Camp.
It's flutes. St. Augustine Amphitheater at 6:30. So I guess they're kind of popular.
Apparently. Yeah. They got the.
Well, I think they're opening for Stained.
Oh. Or they're featuring Stained?
Stained is the name of the band.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know anything.
Audemars Liebert.
Hey.
And Luna Negra.
Okay.
At the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall at 7 o'clock.
In the charts.
A lot
nice.
Of stuff going on tonight.
Chris McNeil at the Colonial Oak at 7. Cousin Curtis. Cafe 11 at 8 p.m. Just my cousin.
Yeah.
This is my cousin Curtis. Is coming He's going to be out there. He's going to get a washboard and just make a noise.
Clay, tell us how it goes.
Yeah. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop at 9. And then Cholula, No Name at 10. Griffin Service, of course, brings us that live music mic check. We appreciate it. Your home's comfort is their top priority at Griffin. They specialize in AC, plumbing, and electrical services, plus unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and they do gas work as well. You can experience fast, friendly, and affordable service 7 days a week by calling 904-500-2653 or visiting griffinservice.com and see the Grifference. We've got a terrible Thursday. Oh, this is wild.
Oh, great.
I can't wait to read more about this.
Commissioner already left, so we can do it.
Woman in Brazil takes a corpse into a bank to get a loan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
His name was Bernie.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly what I thought. Weekend at Bernie's, right?
Yeah.
People try this stuff.
I know.
Fidus Roofing won't take a corpse on your roof.
Nope.
I don't know. That's all I can think of.
Those shingles don't tell lies. They're amazing. Right. Yeah.
They support a lot of local charities that support alive people and kids. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. John's County, the Boy Scouts, and more. They're always looking to grow their team, and I would encourage you to go and apply with them if you're looking for a job that'll help you survive in St. John's County. They're master elite contractors for St. John's County, and that means they can offer you warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call, 904-355-ROOF.
They do paver.
And gutters.
Yeah. All right. In Rio de Janeiro, a shocking incident unfolded as a woman attempted to secure a loan using the corpse of an elderly man at a bank. Reports indicate that the woman identified as Erica de Souza. Oh, there's more names here. Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez.
Ay, Selena Andrade Jaramillo.
Brought the deceased man, identified as Pablo Roberto Bragg, into the bank, claiming to be his niece. In a video shared widely on social media, Nunez is seen holding up the man's head and urging him to sign loan papers despite his obvious lifelessness.
This really is Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
This is unfreaking believable.
Unbelievable.
The police have launched an investigation. What's to investigate? Look at the camera. She brought a dead man in.
Was he dead or alive?
Jeez.
Investigation over.
He was alive when we came in the bank, I promise.
Yeah.
They aim to determine Nunez's relationship to Bragg. So what? If they find out that she is his niece, they're going to give her the loan? Whether others were involved in the fraudulent scheme or not, depending on the investigation's outcome, Nunez could face charges of theft through fraud or embezzlement. The body of the elderly man has been taken into custody for further investigation into the circumstances of his death. It captured public attention. And it's trending on Brazilian social media platforms.
Of course.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about that.
Is it creative? Is it not creative? Has it been done before?
That's what we're measuring.
Oh, my God. I have the video, but I think this is too graphic.
Okay.
Really? So yeah. Just use your imagination. Probably, I guess, Maybe we'll post it in the 904 Now app. We can post anything we want there.
Is she like holding his head up?
Yes, literally.
Oh my it's God. Like,
oh my God. It's bad.
Like invisible yeah. strings, like Pinocchio? Like, no?
No, no.
Clay's disturbed by the video.
Okay. He really is. He sounds a little traumatized.
Yeah. You can hear it in his voice. He's disturbed by the video.
Yeah, it's clearly, it's very obviously a dead body.
Oh no. Oh
gosh.
That's disgusting.
The rigor mortis must have already set in.
This is my uncle rigor mortis.
Rigatoni rigor mortis. Well,
it's definitely fresh.
Ooh. Oh gosh. Ow. Gross. I think the day before he agreed to go in and he died. And
she's yeah, like, she's like,
I really need
we gotta get this loan done.
I really need this loan. You can't even die on me.
Not without my pesos.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
What's the Jim Carrey movie? Don't you go dying on me.
Okay. Well, speaking of death, flags are at half staff today. Why, Troy?
Flags are at half staff for former governor and senator Bob Graham. He passed away, I believe it was on Tuesday. But I think the flags, when you see them around town, I think they're staying at half mast until next Tuesday. So when you see that, it's in honor of Bob Graham. Unique guy, had a very unique campaign. He did 100 days at 100 different jobs before he was governor.
Cool.
That's smart.
So he'd work on a line with like an FPL, and then the next day he would be a baker. The next day he would be just picked a lot of he did the work. I mean, yeah. he was in street workers in ditches working and he did it during both his campaigns for governor. So wow. really a great representative of the state of Florida. Mm.
Cool.
So, and he had to be up there.
Yeah.
So, because he was governor, he was governor in the 80s. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. One last piece of news. Winning Fantasy 5 tickets sold right here in St. John's County by my new best friend.
Yeah.
Winning Fantasy 5 ticket was sold in St. John's County on Monday. The ticket won the evening draw, and the winning numbers were 1, 4, 11, 27, and 28.
So close!
Ticket was sold at the Publix in the Jones Creek Plaza on County Road 210.
Who goes there?
You need a passport.
Somebody with a lot of money goes there. No.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Typical.
Two other tickets won the evening draw as well. One was sold in North Fort Myers. The other was sold in Kissimmee. Each ticket will get a prize of about $40,500. Mm. Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm. It's a good vacation.
It's a good vacation. How do you want to check the comments, Mr. Elitist?
I'm going to trundle through the thoughts and temptations of our terrific tribe.
Oh. All right, as you do that, I'll remind everybody that Baytune and Floyd is not your average insurance agency. They provide peace of mind and insurance to protect your biggest investments. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them apart from all the rest. Offering homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits for over 50 years, Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. She offers complimentary policy reviews and has a... Is that 50 years? Was it 40 yesterday?
Yeah, and now all of a sudden it's 50.
Wow.
Wow, time is flying. Mm-hmm.
They're so good, they can make 10 more years go by.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Her attention to detail and organization skills have found policy errors and cost savings where others have not.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 50 years is over 40 years.
Yeah, true, true. Mm-hmm. True, true, true.
So maybe they just crossed over the 50-year mark. Okay. Give them a call, 904-794-5455, or schedule an appointment. Oh, to schedule an appointment.
Yeah.
Right. Ask down there Christy. On South Park.
She has saved so many people.
Yes. And also our friends at B&S Signs, locally owned and operated full-service sign business. Now they're third generation.
Oh.
A family ownership. Since 1967, they've been providing businesses and organizations in St. John's County and surrounding counties with quality signage, the best signage.
Yes. Clear.
From your business card to storefront signage and beyond. B&S Signs is equipped to serve you. They're a full-service shop offering design, permitting, fabrication, installation, maintenance, and crane services.
Mm-hmm.
Team B&S is also currently growing. And they've got an immediate opportunity for things like install techs, crane operators, and a project coordinator.
And I love that they're going to train you, too, if you don't have those certifications. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to send your resume in, just send it in to lee@bnssigns.com or drop by in person at 2764 South Collins Avenue, just out there off State Road 16. What you got, Troy?
All right. So in the comments, everyone kind of recognized our Blue and Red Day.
Yeah.
We had going on.
Patriotic.
Patriotic. And I think Bobby actually came up with the best answer on the question of the day. He said any city associated with a military base.
That's nice, Bobby. That's smart.
Yeah. That is, I think.
I mean, we've got Grumman.
Well, we got the Florida National Guard.
We do have the National Guard. Yeah, that's
so
right.
We have Florida National Guard. So I'm saying Bobby wins on the question of the day, because we're not gonna deny any military base as being patriotic.
St. Augustine.
A lot of great comments. Christian Whitehurst, great information today.
Yeah,
appreciate that. And well wishes going out to the crew that's going to Tallahassee tomorrow. I mean that's a big day. For West Augustine, in the CRA over there.
Absolutely. All right, man, what do you got for Stortum Stat?
Stortum Stat, and this is how I came up with the question of the day. It is the day Paul Revere made his famous ride. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just Paul Revere. There was several other people that William Dawes and a handful of others that did it. And you know how they say Paul Revere was going through saying the British are coming. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't say that because all colonists considered themselves British. So what he actually said was, more than likely what he said was, the regulars were coming, which is the military side of it. They were called the regulars. The regulars were coming. And Paul Revere, interesting guy. I mean, he successful silversmith. He had 8 children with his first wife. She passed away.
Dang.
And then he married a very young woman and had 8 more children.
Good God.
He had 16 children.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he had to work a long time. But he wasn't famous from 1775. Like he was kind of an unknown until Henry Longfellow wrote the poem of Paul Revere's ride in 1861. So he became very famous well after.
Well, he was too busy making 8 children.
Yeah. Or 16 children. 16 kids.
He didn't have a lot of time for public image, right?
He was working. So, but a very important day in history, there's a lot more to the story, but the poem made him more famous than what he actually was at the time. So, and if you go to, Boston, very patriotic city.
Debatable.
You go to Boston, they talk a lot about Paul Revere, his house, and everything that's associated with that.
You could say he is revered.
He is revered. Very nice play on words. I'll give you a B minus.
You should have given me a lower grade.
Yeah. Well, like I wanted to just,
feel better. Yeah, B students count
build
too.
Build up.
If you want something that's an A+, St. Augie's Pizza right there between Riberia and ML King. Stop in there today for a few slices. You will likely see one of us in there. I think I'm due for some more Augie's Pizza today.
There last night.
Of course.
I say that a lot.
Yeah.
You've got a very girlish figure for somebody who eats pizza all the damn time. Good for you.
That's why the table stops here.
At least med spot.
All right. Good deal. Thank you guys for watching. Good show today. What do we got for plugs?
We got Bollocks tonight. We're talking about history of people with mental illness that you don't realize they had some mental illness. And they're a part of history, like an Edgar Allan Poe type situation, and Mary Todd, some of those type of situations. And it is also, shout out, it is Adult Autism Awareness Day.
So you
see my building's blue. It's going to be blue all month, but it is, today is actually Adult Autism Awareness Day. And a lot of those individuals get kind of forgotten.
Mm.
So
yeah. Davey?
We have a very patriotic show this afternoon with Melanie from Rebloom coming for Pints for Parkinson's. We're going to be getting a good retrospect on that.
All right. Clay?
That's awesome.
I'll be at Cafe 11 with my cousin Curtis.
Hey, nice.
He's my cousin.
And my grandpa's cough medicine.
Okay.
We're all descendants of Paul Revere, apparently.
Yeah. With the 16, we could be.
So he could be the cousin of everybody.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you at 3.
Bye-bye.